OJB's podcast, 8 August 2015. Do these make sense? I am currently reading a book, or more accurately listening to an audiobook, called 13 Things That Don't Make Sense by science writer Michael Brooks. The book has quite a lot of overlap with the list made by New Scientist, which I blogged about in 2006. As the title suggests, it discusses several phenomena which don't seem to fit in with the current scientific understanding, and I agree with his conclusions to varying degrees. The author's overall tone seems to suggest that he thinks that science is too conservative and too reluctant to accept new ideas and therefore is missing out on a lot of potential new discoveries, and that there is a conscious effort to repress new ideas which don't fit in with the scientific orthodoxy. But is he right? Well, those points do have a certain amount of truth to them, but I think he significantly overstates one side of the argument, either because he just wants to make the case he chooses to cover in his book more interesting, or because he really doesn't understand the scientific process very well. There's also the fact that when criticising science, we need to say exactly what it is we're talking about. There is no accepted definition of what science is, for a start, and even if there was, all pure science is contaminated by politics, management and commerce. Do we criticise the way it is, or the way it should be? Since I criticise religion, democracy and capitalism for what they are, rather than what they should be, in some idealised world, I really should apply the same rules to science. So yes, there are huge problems in the way that science is actually done, and I'm sure that if it was allowed to progress in a pure form, the world would be a much better place. But that is about as likely to happen as religion or anything else proceeding in a pure form, approximately zero. So I will discuss what it is, not what it should be. All of these points aside, the book, at least so far because I am less than halfway through, does overstate scientific resistance to change, just to make its point. One subject, for example, the Pioneer Anomaly, has since been perfectly explained in simple conventional terms, which the book rejected, or at least minimised. Note that the book was published in 2008, and the anomaly was explained in 2012. That doesn't mean that the other phenomena will also be explained without making major changes to current scientific theories, and it doesn't mean that science isn't too resistant to new ideas either, but it does mean that we shouldn't try to explain something caused by something simple by creating a new fundamental theory. In this case, conventional thermal effects were the explanation, and a new theory of gravity was unnecessary. Conservatism is part of science because it's more effective to only change theories when the evidence is really strong, rather than to pursue potentially false lines of evidence and then have to backtrack if that doesn't work out. So that's the big picture. To finish this post, I will quickly discuss some of the other things which don't make sense and how seriously I take them. The missing universe, dark matter and dark energy. Well, yes, it is a well-known source of embarrassment that science doesn't really understand the nature of over 95% of the mass energy of the universe, but at least the issue is being investigated and several possible explanations are available. There's nothing that really doesn't make sense here. It's more a matter of which of several possible answers is correct, if any, because maybe there's another one not considered yet, although that is unlikely. Varying constants. The author makes it seem like scientists are so ideologically opposed to varying constants and or physical laws that they won't even contemplate the possibility. This is far from the truth. The idea is openly discussed by many physicists and the evidence is taken quite seriously, especially when considering the fine structure constant. But I do agree that constants, which as the name suggests are supposed to stay the same, changing over time or space, does significantly change our approach to cosmology in particular. Cold fusion. This is a fascinating subject because it is such a mix of science, engineering, politics and reporting. The original experimenters were forced by the university to release their findings in an unnecessarily sensational way. Many attempts at replication failed, but others seemed to show positive results. Science, politics intervened and generally discredited the whole field. Research has continued since, and we still only have negative and inconsistent positive results. I do have to say that it would be great if cold fusion was real, but generally in these situations, when consistent results aren't produced from apparently identical scientific setups, there is some anomaly or error in the experiment. That is far from certain though, and I think further research is quite justified, especially considering the slow progress with hot fusion. The other topics on the book's list are the Viking experiments, the Wow signal, a giant virus, death, sex, free will, the placebo effect, and homeopathy. It's certainly a fascinating mix, and I look forward to hearing the rest. Looking at the list, I predict there is nothing too extraordinary in many of them, but I'll reserve judgment until I hear the arguments. I think another blog post will be called for at that time.